This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices. They allow you to charge your phone on the go. It's pretty cool. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20, promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
And it is February 7th. And this is episode 1600.
He ain't lying.
1,600 episodes of WDW Today.
1,600.
Will did a three.
Yeah, but three times two is six.
It's true. You're counting threes.
Three.
All right.
3, 1, 2.
I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm the Grease.
And Matt Lott will be in maybe a little bit later. He got caught up on something. But we're going to take your advice, your comments, your questions for the next little bit. We are broadcasting live right now on Facebook Live. So come on, if you have a comment, make sure, or a question, you put it in here, because we're going to do the countdown of the top 1,600 things to do at Walt Disney World. You may have seen that in your hotel room when they go through. So we're starting at 1,600. Or do we start, move up to one?
Yeah, do the 1,600th worst.
Right.
Is the worst one, and then you go all the way to one. So number 1,600!
Parasailing.
Yeah! That's the worst? Of all the 1,600s, that's the low. I don't know. That's like at least in the 500s.
Yeah.
Top 500 things to do. Parasailing, it's pretty exciting.
Waiting in line.
Yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah.
But you can get the anxiety line pass.
That's number 1599.
Yeah.
Right, 1598.
You can be like,
Tony's Town Square.
The lines make me a little flustered. Gonna need that skip the line pass.
1597. Bring a service animal.
Yeah.
Or a horse.
Get maybe your service donkey.
Maybe a peacock. I don't know.
Are they donkeys?
No, miniature horses.
A miniature horse, but.
That's right. That's legal. Miniature horses and dogs were fine. That's
what I know.
United this week was like, we're joining Delta. Sorry. We're drawing the line of peacock. We're done. Because that person tried to get a peacock on the plane. I think they ended up getting it on the plane, too.
Oh.
So if you're trying to bring your peacock to Walt Disney World.
Do you guys like my peacock noise?
Slow your
roll.
You
can bring your peacock to Universal because it's obviously on brand.
Ah, that's good. NBC.
Oh.
So, all right, 1,597.
Already said that. That was the service animal.
Swans.
Dolphins.
Just like random creatures. Lizards.
Yeah.
Speaking of random
pick
creatures.
Pick your pearl.
Has anybody seen?
That's in the top 100.
Really?
200. Oh, yeah. At least 200.
Just because the cost is low?
Well, I feel like
low buy-in.
Look at the things to do.
What about the penny things? So you do pay the 50 cents.
Did you know that that is a penny pressers.
Penny pressers.
They are. There's like a whole
multi-million dollar business.
Oh. There's a community.
Time out. People consider themselves penny pressers. Like no, that's a term.
It's bigger than Hidden Mickey's, dude. You don't know about this?
I didn't know that there was a category of people that we refer to
like,
as
are they, is there a club?
The penny pressers.
I think the machine
a
is
a membership card.
Well, yes, there is.
Like there's.
I don't know about the membership card, but I've looked this up before. There are people online. That's what they do. They're collectors of the pressed penny.
Yeah.
And here's where you get them. Here's where you get this rare one.
And they hide them sometimes.
Well, they were like, go grab them at Disney Quest before they took down the machine. They had it up for a couple months. Like, people are, what?
Frankie's a penny presser. See?
Dude, Frankie's my daughter's a penny presser. Yeah. She loves them.
Yeah, but like, is she?
That's number 1594.
Is she keeping them in like a book?
If we need a book. I didn't know there was a book, but we needed one.
Riker loves them, but I never have the proper coinage. I feel like they need one. You swipe a card and it makes it.
Ooh.
Revolutionizing.
Like the bands, the party
like
bands.
Like you can just go party
magic bands.
Party bands. You go up.
I call them party
that's
bands.
What's gonna be on the pod
cruise.
I mean,
you can walk into a bar in Disney and just, you know, give them that and you're partying. It's called a party band.
1,596. 95. Where are we at? Perkins.
Yeah,
off property. But
close.
You should do it.
1594, Chicho's.
Chicho's Pizza in Virginia Beach?
No, isn't there like a, what am I thinking of? What's the
Chi-Chi's.
Is that, yeah.
Oh, like, the Mexican restaurant?
I feel like it's still there. I don't think it's there, but it was there. It lasted for a long time.
Yeah. I love that we're just, this show, we're just lobbing up. Like,
it's going to take a while.
It's going to be a long episode.
Yeah, as long as you and Terry keep interrupting our flow.
What are you talking about?
We don't need commentary grease
on
everyone.
You know what? If there was a flow to interrupt, I would be on that
1593
page.
Water sports,
all of them,
just
nobody.
Water Sprites?
No, water sports. 1592 water sprites.
I will say this about the water sports, okay? You know, the lake, the Grand Floridian, Polynesian, all that, you can go there and get one of those little mini speed boats.
Well, that's water sprite.
That's water sprite.
That's 1592, dum dum.
Okay, sorry. And if you're thinking you're gonna go fast,
they're trolling.
You're not.
No. You know what doesn't go fast? Number 1591, the pontoon boats.
No,
that's
not
standard
really a lot of
though.
Fast boats.
Like when I get on a pontoon
boat,
I'm not
fast
like
boat.
I can't wait to haul a on this thing. You know what I mean? And you don't.
It's just slow and steady.
It's slow and steady. It's
there's
a pontoon.
You can barely turn the thing.
It's hot.
Yeah, but I mean, you can have like I don't know a bunch of coolers.
That leads us to 1590. Okay. Mosquitoes.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, that's. That's they're in the top 1600
snacks.
Just random snacks.
Just no snack.
like Welch's fruit snacks.
Hey, what's your
1588
favorite
snack credits?
I actually have a question. What's your favorite snack at Disney?
In the world?
No,
oh, a churro
at Disney.
Easily.
Churro?
Yeah.
See, I've not had good luck with churros.
Yeah,
you know what I've had good luck
the right
with?
Time.
Frozen lemonades.
Yeah, I feel like they're frozen.
They're just refreshing. I will say this though.
Sticky.
The Dole Whip.
Well,
yeah.
What you'll just say that? I'll just say this.
The Dole Whip. Is that like my mother-in-law refers to Facebook as the Facebook? Is it like the Dole Whip?
It's the Dole. Yeah. What are you talking about? It's a thing that I've only had at Disney.
Well, you can get it.
You can get it some other places.
You can get it some other places. I'm just
places.
Saying, like it's
that's the only place you've had it.
Yeah. I'm just saying that's my favorite. But up until I knew that existed, thank you WDW today. Did not know it existed.
I think people
guys.
there's part of the Disney community that forgets that like some of these things are not common knowledge. If you're not like a hardcore fan, like the Dole Whip
right.
seems like something everyone knows about. But you could easily walk right past and never know.
Yeah, but what are those things that people have?
Turkey legs.
They do have turkey legs. I'm going to tell you right now.
If you take
the biggest letdown on the planet. Is a turkey leg.
You're wrong.
Smells great.
No, they are fantastic. I even love the big stringy
Greece.
Tendons in the middle of them.
Oh,
the
yeah.
best. I love the
go
turkey
ahead and
leg so
go ahead
much.
And tell me how fantastic they are literally after about five bites.
I will. I eat the whole thing, Grease. I love the turkey leg. I'm obsessed with it.
Grease.
I will get a turkey leg at the fair. I love turkey legs more than any other food at Disney.
I hate sword and I love turkey legs.
Yes, that is my t-shirt. Quote, Will. I hate sword and I love turkey legs. I like taking a turkey leg, pouring a little Dole Whip on top.
Guys, I want to apologize to everyone. Will needs to tape a recording of the podcast so bad right now. He's a little tight.
Woo!
He's a little sassy, but it's okay. Come Thursday this week, he'll be a little bit back on even. That's all right. I got.
I'm going to sneeze, so y'all keep talking.
Oh, hey, Logan's sneezing.
You know what's surprising to me? Out of any person in the entire universe...
The Disney universe or like the physical universe?
The known universe.
Because okay. there are,
known universe.
They are completely two different things.
Yes. If anyone would stereotypically want a turkey leg, I would see you as like the target customer for the turkey leg.
Mm.
Grease is not that highbrow.
No, the problem is he's had good turkey legs.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's like,
people that love the barbecue at the Flame Tree. It's fine.
Nah.
But you've also had really great barbecue if you live in the areas we live in. So it's kind of like, it's a great
I'm telling
theme
park you, the
barbecue.
Disney turkey leg is creme de la creme.
Yeah, I smoked a pork butt this past week that'll just blow anybody's away.
Right.
So I got it, you know.
So it's just you got
I don't
that
need
at home.
To go out.
I yeah. doubt it.
Just come over to my house.
I will say, I think, why everyone okay. did.
Jennifer said, why do turkey legs taste more like ham?
Because it's the fatty part of the leg.
Why are you acting all pompous? She's asking a real question.
I'm telling her. It's the dark meat.
Watch your tone.
It's fattier. So it's
just
more.
Just call the turkey fat?
The can, huh? The
fat
leg is,
shaming the turkey?
Are we? No, I'm saying it's fattier meat.
Let's get to
I'm
the root of that
anyone.
Question.
It's greasier.
A turkey leg is not a ham.
And she's, it does have a ham-like.
She said, why does it taste like it? It's got kind of
smoked. They're a little smoked sweet. Meat.
Yeah, yeah, it's smoked. It's fattier.
It's chewier. Good. It has a little bit of that string, like you said. It kind of got that old hamstring.
Oh.
That wasn't intentional.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Not going to lie. I'm gonna hold up. Can I use that?
1579.
Check out my hamstring. Yeah. Check it out, man. This turkey leg's like a ham. Check out this hamstring.
No, what you need to do is like when you're having like there's Christmas
a,
dinner.
A lot of layers to get
first,
there.
Let's just move it back to like Thanksgiving and you have a ham.
Yeah.
And you get to Australia, you're like, look, I pulled my hamstring.
My wife would literally like I'd be on Grace! Probation for like 2 weeks. All right, where were we? 1395. Where are we?
We skipped a couple hundred there, but all right, fine. We'll skip to 1395.
I'm playing along with the game.
1395.
It's actually 1579, but whatever.
Do you like to go backwards or forwards better on Everest?
Like, which
that's
part
a question?
Of the ride?
Yeah, that's a question.
No, you should say 1579 going backwards on Everest.
No, there's a whole thing online.
1578 going forwards on Everest.
No,
that's how
whole,
you do it.
There's a whole sect of people online that only appreciate Everest going forward. And then there's a whole different demographic of people that only like it going backwards.
Well, we're
going
to shame them.
They have t-shirts.
This should be in the hundreds somewhere, not in like 1397.
I feel like Everest, you don't have to choose whether it goes both.
Exactly right. But I'm just saying like people either enjoy the front half or the back half more, and they're bummed the rest of the ride.
I'm not bummed the rest of the ride, but I prefer the back.
I do too.
Are we all yelling today? Yeah, all of us are yelling.
Frankie said, I thought we were going to be talking. He was saying the people mover. What do you prefer on the people mover, backwards or forwards? Because you do get to sit.
Oh, you do get to do that.
Yeah.
I prefer not riding it.
Doesn't it change somewhere through it where all of a sudden, or no? Mm-hmm. It's like you round a corner and technically you're kind of going forward even if you're sitting backwards. Mm. Let's say your starting point though.
No, it's more like rims that keep
backwards.
Spinning.
You know what I get excited about the people mover? Is like, oh wow, in about 30 seconds, I'm about to get an air conditioning.
Yeah, you're about to hit the Space Mountain air.
Yeah, we're just about, oh, come on, baby.
I think, I'm backwards as well. It makes it more of an adventure.
Yeah.
No.
it's
not a nap,
thrill.
Will. Like, you get to see kind of the backside of, like, Buzz Lightyear and,
I love
like,
that
all
ride.
That stuff. Yeah, it's cool. What's
you
wrong with
put
the people
your feet
mover?
Up if you got nobody with you. You never sit next. If it's just two of you, you never sit next to
you. You sit
person.
Across from each other. That way, both of you can
I will
put your
say
feet
this,
up.
Though. Like, they used to, like, well, they, maybe they still do now. But I mean, if you go as a twosome, they literally put two more people with you. That's another twosome.
It's very
you
busy.
Know, you
if
know that most
busy.
People
Man,
just call that couple.
That's I've
couple,
never seen couple. That.
That has happened to me, but it's been a long time.
Yeah. So, Lauren.
And you also can ask for your own car.
I'm sure you could. However, Lauren and I got stuck with a random other couple, and it was
awkward.
It definitely made the people mover go down.
It was also
far.
When you put your feet in the other person's lap is what really kind of set it off.
Yeah,
people are asking the same question on the railroad.
I've been working on the railroad.
I like. Oh, Matt Lott's joining us. Matt Lott, do you like to sit forward or backwards on the people mover? He's a forward guy.
Oh, who would have thunk?
Before we keep going on this list, and we've got a long way to go, we wanted to take a quick break and tell you about our friends. They've been good friends here now for well over a year at Away. Away makes affordable, high-quality suitcases that charge your phone. By cutting out the middleman, Away is able to offer the perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a much lower price. Away has designed the perfect suitcase to make your travel experience stress-free. That's right, not only one USB port. No, not just one. Two USB ports. Sorry if I peeked out the mic there. Excited about these USB ports, and a high-capacity battery that allow you to charge multiple devices on the go. That's your phones, your tablets, or laptops, so you never have to worry about a dead phone or flight, you know, with no entertainment. It's sad. Sometimes you get on there, you're like, what am I going to do? You have to fight. You don't have to make that awkward, that weird moment of trying to, like I said, huddling around a big column in the middle. You're like, why does this column even exist? Ultra durable, lightweight luggage.
Those are load-bearing columns, actually, Logan.
That's why.
They're helpful for structural integrity.
Good. It's like those Skyliner columns they're putting up. Ultra durable, yet lightweight luggage made with premium impact-resistant German polycarbonate. Smooth ride in any direction. 4 360 spinners. Will, you love those spinners.
Riding spinners.
Yeah, 4 360, so you can spin your luggage, get it right down the aisle, do whatever you need to do. There's also a theft-proof TSA approved combination lock built in to keep your belongings safe, and even overpackers can fit everything they need. Lots of options. You need to go over to their website and check a look. They got carry-ons, bigger carry-ons, medium and large, a lot of color options. It's pretty cool. And guess what? risk-free 100-day trial period. And if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it. No questions asked. Full refund coming at you. Also comes with a lifetime warranty. So if anything breaks, Away will fix or replace it for life.
You know, but though, if I would say this, they may have that no questions asked return policy.
You're gonna do it.
I would ask questions. I'd be like, I mean, it's a great bag. Why'd you turn that back in?
That's not, but they don't do that.
I know. They don't. I would, though. I'd be like, hey, you miss a good opportunity. Got a great bag.
That's why you don't work for Away Travel.
I don't.
Plus, get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. All right. They have a special offer for listeners of this show. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use promo code WDW20 at checkout. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20, promo code WDW20. And now, back to what we were talking about. 1480 top five. Will, what's that song we used to sing?
In 1814, we took a little trip along the coast.
The mighty Mississippi. On the railroad, I prefer to go forward on a railroad. I want to see where I'm headed.
Like, are you going to go forward or backward on the buckets? I call them buckets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the gondola?
The gondola. Yeah, that is a dumb word.
No, they're called, buckets. What's it called?
Sky buckets.
No, but it has a name.
Skyliner?
Skyliner, that's right.
I don't like the sideways on the train that you get at Disneyland.
Right,
and
where you just are like,
you're just kind of like.
You go through like panoramic views of dinosaurs. Thing. Yeah. I like that more. But yeah, I don't know. So I say front on the train, back on the people mover. People said monorail. I'm usually standing because the way I have the kids and the strollers and all that, I'm usually the one standing. Yeah. So
I
like to face towards
an exit.
No,
get me off of this thing. It's
I
so
usually
hot.
Face towards the hotels.
Oh,
instead, I mean the Magic Kingdom you can kind of see, but I like looking at you
don't want to see the golf course. You don't want to be bothered by the golf course.
The Polynesian, the Grand Floridian. I like looking at the
resort. My favorite hotels are Swan and Dolphin.
You would left or right side on Jungle Cruise. This is huge.
Oh, which is the
left.
Side that Jaws pops up on?
That's not.
That's on left,
that's
right?
It's not even there.
You're gonna make so many people
like
mad, Will.
Just let them.
I'm a left man. I like the hippos.
Well, the left side also, you kind of get closer to the waterfall.
Yeah, the right side you get though like the awkward like headhunting sequence.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a left man.
Can we change that sequence?
The right side, you
isn't
get
it time
you get off the
to
boat
change
quicker.
That sequence. We've changed other things at the park that were insensitive.
We're just now getting to the redhead, so I feel like there are things that
we're going
to
wait on cannibalism
I know,
for a
while.
And
you know what? I feel like that should have happened before the redhead. Hmm. Getting rid of it.
They're getting rid of redheads?
Come on, Grease.
I don't know what we're talking about.
We'll because talk about you don't pay attention to
there's
Diz
a,
Internet.
There's a sequence in Pirates of the Caribbean where they have an auction.
For a female.
And they've copy said, that. They've said, wait a second, it's 2018. Maybe we should change this.
Maybe.
Because they changed in like 1997.
And they're chanting, we want the redhead.
And they're making fun of the woman who is larger. Mm-hmm. So get her off the stage.
That is so offensive.
And they call her, what are they? She's stout-hearted and...
Something. Yeah, you go, show us your larboard side. That's all gone.
How in the... Okay, so it's gone.
No, not yet. We've gone a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
What I don't understand,
that's
though,
a
is
must.
Like 10 years ago, or no, not 20 years ago, like late 90s, they were like, all right, we're changing up to where now the men don't chase the women are chasing the men off, like chasing the pirates away, and they're stealing bread, as originally it was the other.
Right.
Mm. How at that point were they like, maybe we should change this other scene, too.
Right.
But you know what? People like that, so whatever. There's some people that are upset about it.
Chim Chim Cheree.
Let's go through offensive scenes that need to be changed to Walt Disney World. Number one.
Number one.
That should be a Jeopardy topic.
I'll take offensive scenes that need to be changed to Walt Disney World for 800.
Yeah. Alex.
Did you guys
this
see
woman
the
is
football?
Being auctioned off.
Yes. Did you guys see the football category?
Yes.
On Jeopardy.
Where Alex Trebek shames the people.
I got all of it right. I felt so good.
It was a category was about football. They missed all the questions, and so much so that they missed four in a row, and then he goes, let's just throw the $1,000 question up there just for the sake of it. And then
and they throw the question up, and then they just go to break.
He goes, if anyone buzzes in on this, I will die.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And then they go to break.
Yeah.
All right.
No one got it.
Any questions or comments? We'll take them now. So we're doing Matlock. You missed it.
Sorry.
We're counting down because it's our 1600th episode.
No.
So we're starting. We're counting the top 1600 things to do.
So cool. We're going to start over.
So we're starting at the bottom. We're already up to like the 1400s.
Because we skipped a couple hundred.
We skipped a couple hundred in there. We've already gone through parasailing. We've already gone through a lot of things.
Oh, the add-on, the $500 for two add-on at
$50 a night add-on fee.
No. At Animal Kingdom. To do the backyard safari
thing. The real safari.
The real safari. The
backyard safari.
Yeah, you go behind the scenes and do like the...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You strap on the little cables.
$1,376, I would say, is the pet fee. Mm. Having your pet at your resort, $50 a night.
It's a positive.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting more positive.
We skipped, and it was the grandma playing VR games in the carousel of progress.
Man.
You miss. We talked press pennies. You miss so much.
Oh, press pennies. That's like the penny pressers. The world's oldest scam.
Yeah, and then also
your kid's just like, I have to have that.
Here, trade these two quarters for a penny.
How? No, I've seen scams. Yeah. That's not a scam,
right? That's a scam.
Frankie said 1400s visiting the abandoned river country attraction. We don't encourage that, Frankie. If you do it, send us
is Splendid China on this list?
Splendid China's gone.
I know, but like. I feel like now because it's gone, it should be on the
World of Orchids.
World of Warcraft.
World of Warkids.
Visit the...
The flowers fight each other.
The log ride's got to be on there.
Splash Mountain?
Y'all hate it when I call it the log ride. The
log ride.
It's in the top 1,200.
Have you
ridden that log ride, Grace? I make it a point to ride every log ride.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I love them.
There's a great log ride in the Mall of America.
What?
Oh.
I've got video of Logan doing it solo.
It has a giant animatronic Paul Bunyan, I think.
I didn't ride it.
Like 50 feet tall. This animatronic that's just like barely moves with Paul Bunyan, and then you go down the hill. I think it's Paul Bunyan. This could be totally wrong.
It's got to be.
Paul Bunyan lived
in
that area of the world?
In Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. Babe the Blue
Paul
Ox.
Bunyan. He lives here. Yeah.
Yeah. My neighbor. I don't know. Something I would, and this is going to be super controversial. This isn't even the Patreon group.
Well, we've already been.
I would throw out the Carousel of Progress altogether, but that's just me.
Wow.
Oh, you're just throwing it out. I thought you were saying that it would be on your list.
Not even for like, I need to get out of this hot.
Well, they brought up the grandma.
Florida weather?
On the VR thing, and that made me think of the whole thing.
It is not a great, big, beautiful tomorrow in Matt Lott's eyes.
It ain't in every tripper for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can't handle it sometimes. I'm just sitting there and I just get.
You can go now.
Like, there was a bad rumor that circulated around that I didn't think we were going to bring it up, saying that It's a Small World would close and be replaced by Tangled. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I don't want to happen.
But if they rethemed the Carousel of Progress.
Mm. Maybe that's
the
problem.
If they retheme the Carousel of Progress to It's a Small World, it would still be worse than It's a Small World.
Well, do we progress? Like, are we progressing anymore when we're still in this weird late 80s, 90s hybrid future? You know what I'm saying? Like, where?
No, all progression is
stopped. There's rollerblades hanging out in there. Like, the kids got on rollerblades. Like,
they're
that hasn't
again.
Been cool
that's
since
the thing, it's like we're
Airborne.
Coming, these things are coming back around. So they knew one day they'd be like, fanny packs are back in.
Yeah. Now they have Wi-Fi hotspots in them. Uh-huh. Like, check out my fanny pack. Well,
we want to hear on Facebook and Twitter what you think about Matt Lott's opinion on the Carousel of Progress.
Terry wants to hear it.
Yeah. Barry said, grab the pitchforks.
Oh, here they
Brandon
come.
Said, Carousel Progress is amazing. Will is showing me.
You guys can have it.
How did you pull that up so fast?
Because it's one
Will
of my favorite
up a
videos.
Video on his phone of me alone on a log ride at the Mall of America. From 5 years ago.
He had it favorited.
That's
seconds.
Progress right there. How fast was that? That's not in the carousel.
Like, do you not take any
VR
pictures
grandma.
Of your children? Like, do you want
to? I just went to videos and I went back 5 years.
No biggie. He doesn't take any videos, so there's not much to choose from. Okay, number 1,112.
Green just like video shamed me.
No, I didn't.
Don't
you
some
people, well, I'm just saying you need to step up your game.
A lot of people are saying it's a classic but needs an update, so there's a lot of people that at least are somewhat on your side, Matt Lott.
I think that's where I'll land.
Here's another video
Ross
of Logan.
Said Walt must have said on his deathbed, never change the Carousel of Progress. I have an idea about an alien in Hawaii.
I've got a video of an alien in Tennessee.
All right. Kristen said, Ellen's Energy Adventure closed. Carousel of Progress is the new adult nap time. Not new, but I get that.
This Logan is a gremlin.
Curtis said he wants pleased to put on the list watching the camel squirt water on people. Some folks look so mad for a split second.
It's pretty good. I did that on this last trip.
I just sat there.
I just watched some people.
I was like, check it out.
Because you always know there are the people, and you see their faces, and you know they're anticipating it, but they can't find it. But then you know the best is the people that have zero idea it's coming, and then boom, right on them. It's the best. And you're standing there by Swiss Family Robinson, and you're just watching it all go down.
Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
1312.
Yeah, it's up there.
Man, I like
it. It's still
that
there?
Thing. Oh, yeah, it's still there.
What are they going to do?
I've been up there for fireworks fairly recently.
Why do I like that, but I don't like Carousel of Progress?
I thought it was closed at night.
Not to my knowledge. I've been up there. Cool. I mean, it's been probably a few years.
No, it's still open at night.
You can go at night? Yeah, because it's all lit up. All the houses are lit up. They may close it some nights just because they don't want to staff it, but no. You can go up there, mm-hmm. and usually you're the only person up there. It's an interesting feeling.
Kind of peaceful.
You do kind of wonder, like, if I fell, not fell off, like even if I just, like, twisted my ankle, no one would find me. Like, I'd be up here for
You would become the Swiss Family Robinson. Yeah.
Because no one else is coming up here. So it would be in
12 hours.
Like, I feel like when they do the sweep.
I'd be up here at least a day.
I feel like when they sweep, they don't check the Swiss Family Treehouse.
No, because what are you going to sweep on?
The gate. Nobody's right. up there.
Nobody's sweeping the treehouse.
Right. So they don't check it. I feel like they just look up and go, yep, fine.
A turkey leg vendor would find you, I'm certain of it.
And then you end up with no legs.
I feel like the same
people.
Oh, these are good legs.
And then they're being served.
I feel like
Breeze would love this leg.
I feel like
ham.
The penny pressers would get real mad if the treehouse was removed.
Who Why would?
I feel like they go in kind of in the same pact.
The penny pressers?
Sect. Pack. Pack.
Pact
is a deal.
Pact
is a deal. It's a pack.
Yeah.
Without a T.
Like a wolf.
Wolfpack.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfpack.
Woo! all right. So,
Ross says
943.
The Swiss Family the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse takes up a ton of valuable real estate. Yes, it does. Frankie said 1388 should be take a pick with the purple wall. Purple wall jumped the shark. Disney started merchandising it, and I feel like it's like that's how you kill a viral thing.
Mm-hmm.
Start selling shirts and
hats. Yeah, so you can get a hat with it. It's no longer
like a dad hat that says, I took a picture with the purple wall.
It's not even a good hat. It's like,
it's a bad hat. It's like you went to Lids and asked them to just print it on there.
Give me that bad hat.
Not even
hat.
Lids, but like the kiosk at the mall.
Yes. Maybe it's kiosk escape game at the mall now. Right up here.
What?
What?
They lock you in the mall?
You get locked in like a little room. It's like they built a box. And it
just lock
like,
you in a box in the middle of a mall.
It has like tape recorders and all these different things. And so you can go in and just pay and then you can start the escape room.
It's like a pop-up escape game.
I'm going to tell you, I was already scared of escape rooms. If it's now a kiosk,
it's unmanned.
No, it's manned.
Does it double as a cell phone case? You get out, you get a new case.
That's right, it's escape room. It's fine. I'll wash your glasses. Yeah. While you're in this, give me your diamonds.
Dead Sea. If you make it out, you get this little makeup packet.
It's good.
Let's see what else we got. 1327, trying to imagine what better use the Tomorrowland Speedway space could use for. Sorry, Barry, not a fan of your comments. I like the Tomorrowland.
Not interested.
I like smelling just gas. It just smells like gasoline everywhere.
There's that Blazing Saddles attraction they never put in.
Curtis on Facebook, he says that.
Came up with that. It was a Tower of Terror. First it was the
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles drop ride. And then Disney was like, we don't think we can do a Blazing Saddles ride.
Curtis on Facebook said he's seen people body surf on the Giant Wave and Typhoon Lagoon's wave pool. And he's like, man, I think that would be everybody's top 10 favorite ride. How do you, like, I mean.
Do you just drop the board?
I mean, I understand there's an art to body surfing. But, I mean, like, I feel like everybody could.
Jacob broke his neck body surfing.
Who?
It's true.
Jacob. What? Out here in the.
In Hawaii.
No way.
This is a really big wave.
Hey, you got to try this body surfing, Grief.
It was a Typhoon Lagoon?
No.
Oh.
No.
I think you have the body for
it. Are there water parks in Hawaii? Or are they just like, we
yes,
are
Yes, because there's
water
one
park.
Right. There's a very small Wet n Wild-ish right by Alani.
In Palm Springs, there is a straight up Wet n Wild.
Wait, is that what it's called? Nice. Wet n Wild-ish?
I think it was a Wet n Wild at one point.
Ish. Almost.
Not that wild. Wet and cold.
Their whole thing is ... Almost.
Yeah.
Actually, it's still called Wet n Wild, I think.
Yeah, it's a Wet n Wild's like a chain. Brian Reynolds says 1387 is take a picture with the Dapper Dance. That's a good one. Confirmed. Logan enjoys inhaling gasoline.
Hey, what are they getting rid of the talking Minnie and Mickey?
It's just Mickey.
Mickey. Well, then Donald Duck's over there too, right?
He doesn't talk. Only Mickey talks.
Oh, only Mickey talks.
They've been testing a Donald Duck.
The shows, they all talk.
But they're getting rid of it.
They're getting rid of the TV show Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. They're pulling them all off TV.
Why would they do that?
Out of syndication. Because the hot dog song, they were like, you know what? This is stupid. This is a Donald song.
Speaking of Mickey Mouse Club, JT, Justin Timberlake. Oh. Did a really good job, and I know there's.
I loved it.
There's some.
I love the halftime show.
That was fine.
Some good thoughts and bad thoughts about that.
Logan,
but
within 30 seconds of himself, said, "I didn't like it. I really liked it."
Here's what I think. I like Justin Timberlake. I like the greatest hits. I just wanted something special to happen.
He used the entire field.
Like I wanted.
I did like that when he got on the logo. That was pretty awesome.
I wanted. A wow moment, and I don't think visually there was a wow
I
moment.
I thought it was cool that he
thing.
Went
the
into
wow
the
moment
stadium
being a
too.
Selfie with a kid yeah, that fine. Doesn't know who you are, that's questionable.
That's the most popular
Will
meme.
Will Smith did that back in the Wild yeah. West days.
My special moment of that came when Johnny, my two-year-old, realized that the troll song was coming on. And
yes.
then,
oh,
for
yes.
me,
yeah,
that,
my daughter lost her mind.
Our kids lost their minds.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That yeah. happened.
That was mine.
Does anyone else think that maybe we are, in fact, being trolled by that movie?
I hope so.
What? No.
That adds another layer of comedy. I love that movie.
Oh, are we getting trolled by Pocahontas?
Well, actually, well, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Can we say it?
I don't think you can say
well,
that.
I don't know what that. Being trolled by trolls means.
Yeah, what's wrong with trolls?
The fact that it was a cultural reference from eons ago, and all of a sudden it comes back out and children love it, are losing their minds over this movie.
The colors. Soundtrack.
Yeah. And like to parents,
great
it's
music,
like I'm being
story.
I'm
it's funny.
Why we're yeah, being yeah. trolled.
Yeah. Clever writing.
It's well done. I've watched it a
it's
million
all kinds
times.
Of different yeah. animated.
There's also Trolls stuff. Holiday. There's also now Trolls The Beat Goes On Netflix.
Yep.
I've watched every troll thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Beat Goes On. I need more Cloud Guy.
Oh, Cloud Guy.
Beat bugs are awesome.
So 11:43.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is
the Dumbo wannabe dinosaur ride at Animal Kingdom. Whatever that
Triceratops
spin.
Yeah, Triceratops spin.
I don't know if I've ever ridden that.
Exactly. So I don't think anybody has.
As much as I know that you love the Dumbo ride, which I'm going to assume you're going to put that at number one, right?
My top 10 for sure.
You have to. I'm going to say that that ride being at 11:43 is kind of a bash.
Ooh. No, because it's ooh. Like a, it'd be like there being another like,
but it's the same ride.
It different theme. It is indeed the same ride.
The only one that's slightly different
like,
is the Aladdin one.
It'd be
Astro
like
Orbiter.
If there was another.
And the space, the
Magic Carpet ride? Astro Orbit.
Yeah.
Astro Orbiter.
It goes
is
like,
awesome.
It moves. Yeah. Yeah. You have a different vibe. That one's more terrifying. I think the scariest one is the Aladdin one.
Yeah. I think there's, Astro Orbiter's.
Astro Orbiter's
the, yeah, you could die.
And you're kind of more at an angle.
Yeah. Johnny loved the Dumbo ride. And the Magic Carpet ride. And then I said, let's go ride the Astral Orbiter.
Not interested.
Not interested at all. He took one look up there and he was like, no.
I'm the same. It's been there too long.
I don't know
what kind of code they use as far as if them saying that's good to go today or not good to go today. So I err on the side of caution. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
People are asking, where does the Hall of Presidents lie in this thing?
Number three. It's the best.
What? What's number three? I missed it.
The Hall of Presidents.
See, that's where you're going to get. You guys are talking about your nap time at Magic Kingdom. Hall of Presidents for me, classic nap.
At least a calm,
I couldn't
cool.
tell you how long it is because I normally do take a nap.
It's a good 20, 30 yeah. minutes probably, right? Yeah,
27 minutes or something
except
like that.
This past trip,
Will is
like,
pretending he actually goes to Disney World.
You couldn't have got in this
wait,
last
what are we
trip.
Talking about?
It's been a couple years.
You couldn't get it. You couldn't go in to get a nap this last trip because that was right after the Trump animatronic.
I had
so
a
there was like a line
dream
out of
that
the
I went to
crazy.
Disney World like mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, like in my dream.
Yeah.
I went and they were like, it's been too long. We can't let you in.
So they turned you away.
I got turned away.
Sorry.
You just monorailed it all day. I totally get it. All that's the where the dining to... package would be good. Is if they turn you away and they don't let you in the park.
Fine, I'm going to go
it's
use
like,
my dining package.
Dine it all day.
I'm going to wine and dine this thing.
Use all your points in one day.
Ryan said the funnel cake shake needs to be a thing. Drinkable funnel cake?
That sounds like I would get a tummy ache.
I'd like to have that already at
diabetes.
Planet Hollywood's got one of those.
It's actually
there's a funnel cake on top of it.
A funnel cake shake is actually the official flavor of diabetes.
Yeah, it's existed. It's just known as a know, an affliction.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Okay. So where are we at?
Can we get a funnel cake shake? Now I kind of want to try. I would taste it.
I'd take if somebody walked in with funnel cake shakes, I'd be like, right here.
Well, it just it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Well, funnel cake shake. Starbucks had a waffle cone frappuccino at one point. It was real good.
Mm. Brian said, read comment above. My comments are all coming in mixed.
Yeah. I'm trying to catch up on Grease's screen.
On here, it just says, LOL is his comment above. So, yes, we read that.
No, zombie I think he burger literally sleep in the Hall of Presidents. I think that's
what is zombie burger?
I don't know.
Oh, he was talking about funnel cake shakes. We agree.
Funnel cake shake.
Funnel cake
shake. Stone Cold unlike funnel cake shakes. Hershey Park seems to have funnel cakes. Oh, no, it's just funnel cake shake. Has that been a Hershey
sidebar?
Been to Hershey Park.
Sidebar got official sidebar.
Sidebar.
Favorite ride period out of all the parks.
Can't wait to see how offensive
this is going to be. No, favorite ride period out of all the parks.
We've answered this so many
times. No, we haven't. We did the favorite one at every
We've done this 1,000 times.
Well, okay, fine. I'm just trying to skip to the top 10.
He wants to be done with this. That's what you're trying to do.
No, I'm not.
It was funny. I did about 5 minutes, so I got to wrap up.
Logan used to be the host, and then Grease like gets in and is like, I'm just going to drive this train.
Well,
Brandon said that that shake would taste like fried chicken with sugar in a milkshake.
Okay, that actually does end this show.
Yeah, that's
there's 1600. It's the
that's
end.
That's offensive.
I'm upset by that.
That made me want to try.
That's more offensive than the redhead thing.
The funnel cake shake.
The funnel cake shake.
That tastes like chicken.
That tastes like chicken with sugar.
I mean, I like chicken and waffles.
Yeah, see, that's what made me think.
Do you like to drink chicken and waffles?
I've never tried. These are questions I've never thought to ask.
What day is it?
It's like, did I ever think I need to see the Millennium Falcon clean? No, I never thought that. But now that I see it, I'm like, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
That's true.
I didn't know that it was so nice inside.
I know. I didn't know that it was dirty. I thought it was just like a 70s tanned leather.
Like, no, it was like
why
beautiful.
Why is it going to be 70s? Because it was in the 70s.
So. Right. That is when it came out.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so in the trailer, that like bright white hallway
that's
is
the main inside the tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm my excited. Takeaway from today is the fact that Will had a dream about getting not let into Disney.
It's true. They turned me away. I did. They turned me away. I said, sir, mm-mm. Sorry.
It's been too long.
Brexit 1383 has climbed the Mexico Pavilion.
Ooh.
It's kind of funny.
I wish they would have been like, but we have a spot over here at the Wet n' Wild ready for you.
Wet n' Wild's now just a rubble.
Yeah.
Throw it all down.
Rest in peace.
All right.
I'm not leading anymore. I'm not talking about it. Y'all
I know.
Do it.
I think we're done.
I used to go to Jamaica.
We're not done.
Wild.
We didn't get to number one. What's the number
we
one thing to do?
We got out of the 1100s.
Well, I tried to get there.
Yeah, he jumped.
With the favorite ride.
He tried to do a hard jump.
No, the number one thing is the Magic Kingdom. That's just it. In agreed. General.
As a general.
Number one Magic
golly,
Kingdom.
You're so right. I've never cried more in a park than I have in that dang thing. When your kid is like literally like seeing like Mickey Mouse in a float.
I thought it was a stress cry.
No, it's a good cry. When your 2-year-old kid is seeing Mickey up on a dang whatever coming down the road.
On a whatever.
On a whatever.
Mickey doesn't ride on
a lot
of things.
Well, it depends on what parade it is.
I think you were Wet n' Wild-ish.
Okay, yes. When you see Mickey on a float.
Is he
3 o'clock parade?
Mickey's on the funnel cake?
I always feel bad. Like Mickey's up on the float waving. Donald Duck's just having to walk it out. And you know what? Those feet, for the character, for the person in that suit,
what do you mean, you couldn't
be more mean to that
people
guy.
People don't like when you say that. There's a person in the suit.
What do you mean? That's not actually Donald Duck? You trying to insinuate?
Yeah.
I'm just saying Donald Duck struggles to walk.
Friend
that's
of
all
Duck.
I'm
he waddles.
Sorry, Penny Pressers. I went there. Will just got back into the park. Like Disney approved.
They let you in.
They love that.
I once rode in an elevator with Donald Duck.
Yeah?
On a Disney cruise.
How awkward was that?
It was awesome. His
was
tail
it?
Was like hitting everybody. It was like me and Riker was a baby. He was like 1 year old. And they were like, come on. So they let us get on the elevator with him. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Ross is there any asked small for the Grease right. to live stream his next ugly cry in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, dude. Sure.
Give him a week.
Grease used to cry at every wedding. Now he's desensitized.
I did, man. Like Father of the Bride speech. Every now and then it'll happen.
It's got to be a top-notch one.
It's got to be, yeah. You can't start a...
You've heard them all.
Y'all may not know who I am, but...
That's how you start it.
I'm the bride's daddy.
Y'all may not know me,
yeah.
But you will.
Yeah.
Oh, but you will.
Lie, cheat, and steal.
We got an open bar, and I'm going to use it.
I've been using it.
In fact, I already have.
Since 10.
Ooh, yeah. Barry brought up the lights coming on during the People Mover, ooh. And you get to see Space Mountain. That's pretty high up there.
Oh, mm. Yes. Well, I actually was in the Space Mountain ride in the line when they shut it down, turned on all the lights, and that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I was the first
not
time
impressive.
I rode. The first
no,
time I rode,
it looks, it's actually it, makes it a kind of a scary
it
ride.
It looks like a mess.
Yeah, it looks
like just twisted yeah. metal.
You just you
clown.
If that
clown man.
Yeah,
the first time I rode Space Mountain at Disneyland. Never been to Disneyland before. Got on the ride, started, and like 20 seconds in, boom, and all the lights came on.
And so you were on the ramp.
Yeah, and I just pulled
my phone
out.
You don't ever
want to
be on the
pictures.
Ramp.
I was just taking pictures.
Was the ride stopped?
Yeah, it stopped.
Okay.
It was disappointing. But then we started. And, you know, it's a completely different experience than Space Mountain.
It's such a polar, like, difference in, like, what you think it is and what it actually is that, honestly, I disconnected myself. So I actually could still enjoy the ride.
Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, but when you see it, it does.
It's just,
it is. Just,
it punts the magic right out of the park.
I think it's a good place to wrap up.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's what we've done to this podcast.
Punted it right out of the park.
Coming in 1601, an entirely new cast.
1601?
Yeah.
Oh, episode. I thought I was thinking the year.
No, yeah. Logan. This is 2018. Okay? We can't go back in time. Do a little shift-a-roo. They didn't have podcasting in 1601.
Oh. Well, according to the Carousel of Progress.
I've seen Hamilton. I'm not
sure.
There is actually the podcasts don't exist currently.
That's right. They never have. And they
because they don't have it on the thing.
They did an update a couple years ago. They were like, let's make that TV flat.
It looks that last scene is such a hybrid of weird.
But it's like it's not like a
like
a
new
plasma.
On the guy?
It's
no.
just like a flat paneled
right.
rear projection.
And here in 2018, we have energy efficient windows.
I love it.
Is there something we could do to actually wrap this up? Like, what's a final thought?
I don't
thought?
Think it's possible.
Because this has been 1600 reasons you shouldn't be listening to
guys.
The show.
Keep listening to this show. It will progress.
Favorite moment from the podcast so far? Do we have one of those?
Having to edit out every offensive thing people have said during the recording. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah. I liked our event. That was fun.
I love extra work.
I liked our De Las Puertas event. That was a fun show.
Yeah, I like that.
This year at the Pod Cruise. I'm looking forward to that one a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Mainly because it's a three-day trip on the high seas. Or the low seas. The low seas.
Yeah, we might get in trouble with high sea branding, but...
The low seas are like Great Salt Lake.
I've never thought that in my life until right now.
I'm here all day with Logan.
Until right now,
just whenever,
I never realized high sea was
yeah,
a reference.
Some guy was like, he was on a cruise and he was like, we need some punch on this boat. I'm just going to call it high sea. So he made the punch, high sea punch.
That's going to do it for WDW Today this week, folks.
I always seem to do it.
I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Matt Lotz.
I'm T. Weaves.
And I'm Will Haynes.
And we'll see you on the next show.